Sahel is really suffering. You know, drought has come back to the Sahel for millions of people for the third time in recent years. And what that means is that people just simply haven't had the chance and the time to recover. The food prices still abnormally high. Their savings are exhausted. The livestock herds haven't been replenished. So the humanitarian needs are huge, and it's really important that we take action now. The World Food Program and our partners, we have launched a big regional response, and our goal is to reach more than 9 million people with food.
What are the critical needs at this time of the people?
People are really going hungry. Our response is especially focusing on the women and children, especially small children. They are the most vulnerable in all of these situations. So we're reaching out in various countries, Niger, Chad, Mali, Senegal, Burkina Faso, Mauritania, Cameroon, the Gambia, reach out to make sure that women and children get the food. And what we're doing is especially giving them special, highly nutritional foods. We've got something called the Plumpy Does. It's a peanut paste, and it's very yummy, and it really helps children and women who are suffering from hunger to really prevent malnutrition. So that's what we're doing. We're doing also cash for work programs, food for work programs, where basically people, you know, in irrigation projects and other things, and we pay them with food, all trying to make sure that we level off the really strong impact that the drought has had. So it's crucially important to do this work now. We sent the alarm bells early. We've been working on this for 6 months now. But we're right now also in the lean season. And the lean season is the season right before the harvest. So the last harvest has been a while ago. People have eaten up all of their reserves. So now they're waiting for their next harvest. And right now is the time when they need our help. And we are incredibly grateful for the donation from the United States government. They gave us almost $60 million now. And that is really a crucial donation at a crucial point in time.
Looking at this situation on a long-term basis, what needs to be done to avoid such food crises?
The drought probably will come back again. But what you have to do is that you build up the resilience of people. That is the long-term strategy, that you build up the resilience of people. And, for example, if we do these projects like these irrigation projects or our school meal programs where children get food and an education, that's a real trigger to improve, you know, not just the child's well-being, but also for the next generation, the well-being. For me, always one of the hardest facts is that a child that doesn't get good nutrition the first 1,000 days will never, ever recover and catch up. Later on, the first 1,000 days are crucial. That's why it's so important that we make sure that women and especially small children get good nutrition. So you have to combine it. We have to work with governments. We're working with our partners together. What we also are doing to prop up and really help countries is that the food aid that we are distributing, a lot of it is we're buying the food from local farmers in the region. A third of the money that the Americans have just given us will be spent on buying sorghum in countries in the region and then bring it to the people. So what you do is not only you save on shipping costs, but you also really strengthen the local economies and the local farmers, while at the same time always making sure that we don't disturb the local markets.
There are also other factors contributing to the crisis there in the Sahel region. Can you talk about some of the other contributing factors that are causing the food insecurity?
The conflict in Mali. You know, you have a drought, you have a conflict. There are more than 500,000 people, refugees, and people who are either still in Mali in other parts of the country, or they have gone into neighboring countries where, you know, the host communities are also struggling. That's another thing that makes the situation in the Sahel right now so precarious. You've got drought, you've got hunger, and then on top of that, you know, in one of the countries, conflict, where the consequences are spilling over into other neighboring countries.